Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Malignos Ritual Workshop, online radio, blog talk radio. I'm your host, Chris Black. And, you know, this thing, I hope next year that we're not talking about retrograde. We're not even talking about astrology anymore. I mean, you know, little tidbits here and there, but you know, it's time to evolve. It's time to, you know, like see this thing coming. You know what I mean? Honestly. Yes, I have suffered greatly from this so-called thing that came up. But you know what's crazy is that, you know, I mean, I survived, so I'm here. But what's crazy is that, now that I think about it, you know, I don't know, maybe it took a bunch of years for me to learn how to push it away, like in a Qigong sort of way, if that's, you know, helps. But, you know, lately, for me personally, I've experienced, like, good things, but I also experience things around me, people connected to me. I see them. I see things happening, and believe me, man, I went through it. I went through it, so I totally, you know, am, you know, sympathize or empathizing, whatever you want to call it. I just know that when you push, you know what it is? I think maybe everybody in the world has to have some kind of, like, atrocity happen to them for them to, like, survive and climb out of it and learn how to, you know? I don't know. I'm trying to make a joke, I guess, you know? But, yes, next year I don't want to talk about this anymore. Done. So let's say this for the people that don't know. Retrograde is when all the planets get together, you know? I mean, well, this retrograde, the reason why I'm even talking about it is because when one retrograde when one planet, like a planet that's not good for you to be in retrograde, gets in retrograde, it affects you. So if it's the retrograde in your sign and a planet that you totally would not want to be in retrograde with, like Pluto or Neptune or Jupiter or Saturn or, you know, Mars, God. But the thing for me is that the most important, well, one of the great parts about this segment is, or one of the most important parts about this segment is the fact that we are not only, you know, admitting that this is, you know, a type of cabal that's not good for you. It's good, but the whole idea is like, it's like imagine you found a game like Jumanji, but in a sort of way, you have like a gun pointed to you, and you're like, you better play this game, and you're like, all right, fine, you know, and you do it. It's like, oh my God, and you go through all this crazier shit, and then you get out of it. You're like, oh my God, I can't believe that. But the whole thing, man, the whole thing is that when I say surf the retrograde, the whole time surfing, you're not having a good time. It's not like a fucking, let's go surfing. You know what I'm saying? When I say surf the retrograde, is it fun getting hit by fucking waves? No, but you're getting hit by them. But you're surfing them in a way that you're like, okay, it's hitting me. You know, it's just a strength, you know. I don't think that resilience is the point that I'm trying to make. I mean, I don't think so, because I'd be the last to talk. I'm, you know, always the last to know and the last to get there. So, but it doesn't matter, because who knows, maybe I'll be the first. No, I'm just kidding. But the thing is that when I see these things, when I see what's happening, when I see the retrograde, and I measure the retrograde, you know, and it's all its perspectives. Like, you know, for instance, like the ephemeris. You know, I've been following the ephemeris for like, you know, like forever. Like, it's just, to me, you know, if you're going to get involved with something, you better latch on to everything, you know. And this is why I'm here. Like, I'm here now to help, you know, I'm trying to help. And so this thing, this retrograde, I noticed that it's like maybe 2 years in a row, or 1 year and then a break and then the next year. So like I had this 1 year, it was like it was like the beginning of the retrograde, like now. Something like this happened. All the planets were together. And I lost my place of living. And then all of a sudden, bam, I got around. I did some readings. I talked to people. And, you know, something manifested. And then everything was cool, and it was like maybe 2 years later. Yeah, I would say 2 years later. And then what's crazy was I was working in a shop doing readings in Long Beach. And this dude walked in. He was playing guitar, and he said, oh, I just hate it because I can only play a few songs. I have to stop my hand, and I looked at his hand was red. Look crazy, look weird. And I just removed the energy, that's all. And he came back, he was like really like, oh man, this is great. And about a couple months down the road, maybe it was like 6 months down the road, the retrograde was like whopping. And I believe it was 2014. Maybe it was 2015. Let me tell you, it was just like, bam. You know, but it wasn't, Yeah, I wouldn't say it was that bad. I was like, so I lost my place of living, but then I manifested something. So I was fine. And then my life changed. And shit just, it's kind of weird. It's like this weird thing, you know? But you know what? On a personal level, I realized, because the thing about the, this is where it's going to be like, people don't want to hear this, but the beautiful, and yes, I say beautiful, the beautiful thing about retrograde is that, especially when it's in that sign, the retrograde in the sign, or whatever, if you're feeling it, you know, whatever's happening, there is something that is told, and I, for anybody that knows my Facebook, it's on the page, it's public, so whoever wants to look at it, I don't give a shit. There's a thing that explains how we are going to be well off with this retrograde. So if I made a kind of big deal, if I maybe like move the energy in that way, forgive me, I'm not trying to support the retrograde. I'm really not. I'm trying to help people that are not past that. Listen, that's another thing too. A lot of us, we learn certain things, and a lot of us grow past certain things, which is why I said in the beginning of the show, which I said next year I don't want to be talking about fucking retrograde and astrology and so I don't want to be talking about fucking doing shit in your community, man. You know, oh, anyway, I want to get back into that. But so anyway, to get back to this, let's take this for example. Let's take Mars. You know, I have a bad habit, you know, of running my mouth. I laugh, and it's not funny. There's so much shit has happened, you know. I lost my place of living again and again and again, and it's just crazy. It's like, but you know what's crazy is that the retrograde isn't a blame. The retrograde is this thing that's like going, well, we better show these people how they can't ever mess up down the road because they're gonna ruin something great. Like as if that's really happening. Like there's like a group of people talking like that. But I'm saying that I'm just trying to draw a fucking picture for you, you know what I'm saying? So the people are saying, there's a group of people saying, oh, we're gonna get all these people, we're gonna zap them with retrograde. And they have to learn. They have to know that they have to learn their mistake. And the thing is that, so let's say for instance, me, you know, I'm always getting crazy and going nuts and, you know, preaching the freedom to the high fires, like at every instance. So my lesson would be to shut the fuck up. Stop fucking fighting. Stop getting mad. Stop saying shit. Because I said what I had to say. It only gets worse and amped up. And the truth is, you know, if you ever get mad and say something to somebody rich, I mean really wealthy, and that person is like, what? And that person can ruin your life, man, or do something, you know. I'm not saying, you know, there's a mindset that believes past these things, but these are little lessons about, this is what the retrograde is about, okay? So I understand if some people don't believe in the retrograde, or they want to stay away from it, or they want to believe in it, and that's fine. But for people to try to understand what it's about, you know, the truth that, yeah, there's some fucked up shit happening, but the truth is that what's so, I'm happy to know that it turns towards me, you know, like accepting, you know, like owning your shit, you know what I mean? And when you own your own shit and you change it and you do right, you start to see things happening. And this is why it's all fucking bunch of bullshit. And this is exactly why I say we're not going to be talking about this anymore. So anyway, so for everyone that doesn't know, you know, surfing is like, when you're surfing, you're also, you get wet. You're going to get wet. It's going to hit your feet. It's going to hit your knees. It's going to hit your thigh. It's going to come up. It might even hit you in the eye when, you know, and then there's getting hit by a wave. You know, yes, people even died in surfing and waving, but wait, check this out. How many people get back up, get back on the fucking surfboard and get right back out there and catch another wave? Because you see, they're going out there to catch those waves. We don't want these waves. We don't want them, but they're coming. So you would, freak out. You know what? Fuck that shit. Push that shit inside and do some fucking God shit. You know what I'm saying? Make a decision like a God and start fucking acting like, you know, act like you're going to make it. You know, surf through, act like you're going to make it. Yes, I understand that there's also, when I say act like you're going to make it, like there's fucking fucked up people out there that when they see you cheering and fucking posting something, maybe posting something, like you're like, man, look, check this out. You know, I got this, or I got a new car, or I got a promotion, or I got a job, or I'm in this new band, or we're going to play this band, you know, and people just fucking hate. Like, disgustingly, and I understand that. But don't worry about that shit. Get fucking iron to that shit. You know the truth? The truth is, man, it's like the more that you push, they say you strain yourself and you'll decompose your body. Fuck you. That's bullshit. Let me tell you something. Push hard, motherfucker, push hard, like a man, like a fucking god, like a goddess, you know, you, like, when I hear that, you push hard, you know, so far, whether it was psychic, whether it was getting over something, whether, whatever it was, that's all I ever hear is push, 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 so, you know, push. And when I say these words, hey, be a man, I'm talking to women too. Women are goddesses. Women can fight. Women can do just not anything, maybe. Not maybe even better. Yes, women can do things better. That's why I kind of like support the matriarch. I said it backwards so many times. And I said it to my girlfriend, and she's like, she corrects me. And I look at her like with these eyes of like, oh my God. Oh, God, honey, you know what I meant. I'm just joking, but that's funny. It's funny to us. So anyway, so to get back to this, I do believe that it's not as bad as it is, because when things do turn bad, I do question it. I do wonder if there's some kind of satellite hitting a bunch of people, maybe a county, maybe a fucking time zone, I don't know. I believe something like that, you know? And it's fucked up. Maybe it's not happening exactly all the time. I don't know. But see, the truth is that it doesn't even matter if that's happening or if it's not happening, or if it is the planets. The truth is that what matters is that, and this is the best, that we fucking not only surf and be strong and don't cry about it. Just get over that shit. Just surf over that shit. But you learn, goddammit. You learn. If it is your sign in the retrograde, then learn what the fuck these planets are trying to tell you, man. That's why I was trying to make an example that if it was happening to me, let's say it's Mercury, and Mercury was fucking on me, and I had it, or Mercury is in the retrograde of my sign, and the lesson was, stop opening your mouth and fucking ruining shit and, you know, scaring people. You know, keep your mouth shut. So that's just for me. That's just an example. You know, you take the retro. You take whatever your sign is and attributes and whatever that, whatever's happening, you know. So I do want to go to that. I do want to tell you guys, because it is important that I give you another example, because this is really, really important. It kind of straightens a lot of things out. So I'm clicking on this thing right now. It's tarot astrology. It's a British website, and talks about all the planets, and then it says this one thing, and it said something really positive. I'm trying to like to find. Oh, okay, yeah. So, in a nutshell, according to Tarot Astrology UK, the retrograde planets, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. Holy shit, all of them are in retrograde. Whatever it is. In a whole, this whole retrograde is trying to say is whatever loose, strings you have laying around, tie them up. Whether it is personal, whether it is physical, whether it is like medical, legal, whether it's legal, whether it's anything that you're supposed to do, that you're supposed to finish up, get that shit done. If you have to grind now, grind. I don't know what the retrograde's time limit is saying on that. I think they're just trying to tell you, get on that shit and be on that shit, about yourself. It's so funny because all these things always keep reminding me, and I keep saying this on every fucking show, almost every show we're talking about this. Every time it changes the month of whatever season it is, it reminds me of when I did the show, when I said that it felt like, it was so important that a couple of years ago, and I was talking about Oya is in the line with the Libra, and how even for the Libra, it just matched up. It was saying, this, and it was around that time, Libra season, and they're saying, polish yourself up, get ready, tighten up, rethink everything that, do a recap of things that, you do, whatever you do to make yourself, better in any way for your job, for your school, anything that you do, whatever you're doing, if you're a performer, if you're a radio host, if you're whatever you're doing, do the best that you can do, and this is what this kind of reminds me of, what I'm saying? But this is a little more direct, talking about patching up things that were messed up in the past. And so now you have a chance to fix it, And so in this, what I appreciate is that people are always like, oh, retrograde, oh my God. And so this is like a great opportunity for many people, for a lot of people, maybe even me, so you never know, it's a good thing. And I believe that in wellness, not in anything bad, not like something bad is going to turn around and bam, something bad is going to happen. Because no matter what happens, the end is amazing. It's well. It's good. It's gold. You have nothing to worry about. This is a beautiful time, I'm not saying, go out there and fucking do cartwheels and rejoice. Well, I mean, if you want to. aside that from that, all I can say is I'm moving forward. I stopped planning things, everything, like the things I used to talk about. I really don't, it's so weird. It's like never in my life have I ever said that I wanted to do something and a whole bunch of people were like, okay, we're ready, but I couldn't find a building. But anyway, I don't want to talk about that. Anyway, so here it is, and we are moving forward into this, if we want to say that it looks catastrophic, okay, some weird things happening, okay, but check it out. It is time to clean up shop, clean up house. Christians used to say, it's time to clean house. And you do this thing like asking God to forgive you, and you like stop doing all these things. But you know what? This is like a chakra cleansing. But you know, this is something important in our lives. This is something, because this, for some reason, this, I see a lot of very earthly things happening. Or I shouldn't say that like that. Very specific things. You know, like, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe you've been meaning to pay a ticket. Or maybe you're a fine or something like that. Just fucking get it over with. Do something if you were meaning to change something, you know, in your life legally. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. You know? Stop holding back. So that's really what it is. Not much, nothing else really to say about it, but that, you know, we're all trying, and, you know, I see the jaded wave that comes by to people like me, and I maybe want to jump on it, but it's, I'm not, you know. In time, you know, things will change, and things will, and we can all rejoice and be like, yay, man, have a few beers, you know, celebrate. But right now, it's time for change. And it's not a more detrimental time than now. You know, we need some superheroes out there. We need people. We need things happening. Like, you know, I am, like, you don't understand that. Magic is beautiful. But what the fuck good is magic? If you're not going to fucking, what are you going to do magic just to get your 1 month rent paid? Come on, man. Yes, we've all done stuff like that, but that's not what it's for. That's not the end of it. It's greatness. You know, greatness is, to me, yeah, if you want to call making a hit movie, fine, that's beautiful. I never did that. Making a hit song, it's like on radio, or, you know, a book, or whatever, stuff like that, you know. That's beautiful. That's greatness. That's or you did something like you won the Nobel Peace Prize in science. That's really beautiful. But like, for me, what's great and what's even greater and what's needed now, because we're talking about what's needed now, we got to be smart and observe, see what's needed, and that is, we need to help our communities. So when people make it in life and they have a position and they have good money, you know, they have available funds to spend, that person goes out into the community, helps the community. You know, I used to think, oh, well, let's go help the homeless. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. But there's something you got to do. There's something got to go in a certain spot. We got to find the community where things could change. You know, you help people. And you help people rise out of certain situations, you know. And the community is full of situations. You got to find it. Get involved. Get involved with your, you know, call your mayor's office, you know. Hey, listen, I'm not even from California, and I called, or I didn't call. I sent Mayor Garcetti a message on Facebook, and I got a message sent back. And it wasn't an automated message. So, hey, you know, things could happen. You never know, you know. So just be, get your energy up and manifest and move forward and don't worry about these things that are happening because it's nothing. You know, surf this retrograde and break from it, you know. We might go through, we might learn the Kabbalah, we might learn the astrology, we might learn the positions, we might learn the planets, but you have to learn to get out of it, you know. You don't just... oh, I don't care about it no more. It's going to affect you. You've got to learn. So big shout out to everybody out there. Thank you for listening to the Malignos Ritual Workshop. I'm Chris Black. Peace.